one of the problems I've had because of the wound is that you often keep a long distance from yourself. I repressed for 20 years that I had been in the war. I mean, I just shut it off. I can't explain it. I don't understand it. I never thought about the war. But inside me, I believe now, was this constant distance from who I really was. I think it always was there and always made life difficult. One of my reviewers of one of my books said, you were like all your generation, you led a double life, people who were in combat. You were always dealing with something inside and you didn't know it. Always. I used to listen to the big band music and I'd start to cry and I didn't know what was going on. And I still cry when I hear I Walk Alone, because to tell you, oh boy, because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely if you were lonely too. That song still really breaks my heart. I have gone through a massive divorce. I put much of the blame on myself because I was a distant person. My kids tell me sometimes they felt that I was not there for a while. I worked 60, 80 hours a week, and that was another way to avoid intimate relationships. And then I realized when I was 54, I wanted to go back to writing again. I can't explain that. I started to write, and I did not realize then, which I do now, that what I was seeking was self-knowledge. I did not understand then that writing was a way to come to terms with things that had happened inside you and come to some understanding about that. The way I put it now is when you write it, you own it. I think, for example, if you go to a therapist for a trauma problem, I'm talking about trauma largely, then the therapist ends up owning your story along with yourself, because the therapist helps you interpret your story. I think if you figure it out for yourself and write it yourself, you own it, so it's your unique understanding of what happened to you. My guess is also for some people, just doing what we're doing now in terms of telling their own story is a step toward reaching that understanding. And I also think it's terribly important to reach out and obtain that understanding before you die. And I'm not saying it's going to wipe away the past, it's going to change it, it's going to make it better or worse, but it's going to let you understand it. And to me, that's one of the greatest values of life, simply to understand what's happened to you in your lifetime. And this is an important part of that step. I know that we often don't know what we think until it's written. And therefore, the writing itself, revising, crossing out words, changing sentence structure, is a way to knowledge. It's a way to your own mental health. I'm not putting down the services that therapists offer, or I'm not even putting down the services that medicine offers, because I think that some cases medicine is essential to get control of yourself. And therapists, they're essential. But I think that even more essential is that you have to understand in the bottom of your soul or your heart or your belly what all this means. I only got it through writing because I had to find the right word. When I found the right word, I had the right truth. And I just trust writing more than I do any other method. But I think you can do it through other kinds of art. When I started, I had no idea of anything we've talked about today. It was all hidden. See, what we're saying is something really very interesting, I think, is that all of us have a hidden self. Call it the unconscious, whatever you want. And maybe one of the tricks to maturity is to get that on the surface so you understand it. And that you give it to an audience. You just don't hide it within. And I think it's very hard to do. It takes a lot of work. And it involves a huge amount of honesty. Can't lie. Dostoevsky said in Notes from the Underground, "In every man's memory, there are things he won't reveal to others, except perhaps to friends. And there are things he won't reveal even to friends, only perhaps to himself, and that too, in secret. And finally, there are things he is afraid even to reveal to himself." And that's what I'm talking about, to reveal to yourself those things that you don't even want to reveal to yourself. That's hard. Man, that is hard. It's a revelation that we're not the sweet, nice person we'd like to be. We got a lot of anger there. We got a lot of rage. We want to hurt people. We want to hurt ourselves. The cruelty that exists in the world, and don't kid yourself, that cruelty exists in you and me and every person that we ever pass on the street. If you reveal it to yourself, then you can control it. If you don't reveal it to yourself, you might even do it someday. Flash. And I think maturity is saying, well, this is who I am, and I'm not going to do that. Just like a country. Well, we could go to war. We don't want to do that anymore. But you have to reveal the truth to yourself of what a horror it is and what a horror you've already done. And as a country, we haven't done that. See, we don't admit that about ourselves. Country has this view of itself as being a freedom-loving, gracious host, the Statue of Liberty. Well, the refutation of that is we had a war against the American Indian, 1622 to 1890, in which we decimated 300 some odd language groups or tribes, and we had slaves, and we've had consistent warfare since 1637, when we burnt down a Pequot village, and later Cottonmouth wrote, "On this day we have sent 600 heathens to hell." But it doesn't mean we don't have very good things. I think that's the whole trick, to say, well, I got this bad stuff, but I'm not going to do that. And I think that it's hard enough to do as an individual. I don't know if countries can ever do that. God knows it's hard. I mean, to say what I said earlier, that I now know that I hurt my mother and father a great deal, and I'm willing to admit that I really screwed up my marriage, it's hard to say that. But it's true, and I don't know yet, and I'll never know how much I hurt my kids, but I know there was a vast amount of love there that it probably overcame whatever damage I did. But finally, you know, judging a person, you have to judge their intimate relationships most of all to figure out who that person was with their life. Husband, father, son. Those are the way you have to figure out who you are. And a couple of those, I wasn't a very good person. It's very hard to admit that. On the other hand, by admitting it, I know now that it doesn't make any difference to me what my kids would do to me. I love them. They are my kids. And I know my mom and dad would feel like that toward me. And believe me, that's a great insight to know that the love you bear finally triumphs over all.